Maharaj, I want to know, like, what is the most easiest way to stay in Vrajdham, like, to get Dham Vas?
What's the easiest way to attain residence in Vrindavan? I don't know if there's any one answer to that question. Depends on, ultimately, it's the will of Krishna, because it's Krishna's dham, Sri Dham Vrindavan. It belongs to him. Everything belongs to Krishna. So he's given us a place, he's given everybody a place to live. Everybody has a place to live. That's the fish has a place to live, the birds have a place to live. Humans, everyone has a place to live. But the dham is Krishna's home. Just like a wealthy man may have a huge estate, a big king, and he has many servants, and he provides houses for them. They all have houses. They live in the estate of the king, but they don't live in the palace of the king. And they know that that's off limits. That's for the queen and the king and his personal servants. I'm just a mali. He has 10 malis, 10 gardeners working in this kingdom, in the palace kingdom. So I have my house and family, but the king is the king. So Krishna, this is his place, his private kingdom. If we please Krishna, then he'll grant residence in his house, his holy dham. So two things are required, as everywhere. Our desire and endeavor, and the sanction and will of Krishna, which we call mercy. Cheshta and Kripa. Cheshta means endeavor, working. And Kripa means the mercy. We don't deserve it. We can't control it. It's freely given whenever Krishna wills, he gives. To attain residence in Vrindavan, we should desire that more than anything else. I don't want to live anywhere else. I want to live in Vrindavan and serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So that becomes a very deep and strong desire. So we desire intensely to live in Vrindavan, to perfect our lives and to do seva, devotional service in Vrindavan, hoping to attain the mercy of Krishna, more mercy of Krishna, which means we attain bhava and prema. So we desire, then we pray, then we can see if Krishna will make arrangements so we can stay. It's a gift. You can't control who will give the gift or when they'll give the gift or how much they'll give. This was Bhagavan. Of course, every devotee, they read about Krishna, they hear about Krishna, and there's a place called Vrindavan. So they think, oh, I'd like to go to Vrindavan. When I joined, of course, before I joined the formal mission, I was reading about Krishna. And I thought, this Vrindavan, this Krishna Leela is very attractive. And then I didn't know so much that there was a Vrindavan in this world. I was Karmi, non-devotee, living outside. And I just got Krishna book and Gita, Nectar Devotion. So I was reading, oh, in the spiritual world, there's a place, Vrindavan. Then when I joined the temple, and then I was living with devotees, they said, oh, there's Vrindavan, it's in India, a replica of the spiritual world. And Krishna has Leelas there, and he's still there today. Then I said, oh, I want to go to Vrindavan. I want to stay in Vrindavan. They said, no, you have to stay here and sell books. And besides, you're not a Brahmin. Only if you're a Brahmin can you go even visit Vrindavan. This is a rule they had then. You join and you eventually get Harinam and then Diksha. You're a Brahmin, so-called Brahmin. If temple president is happy or the arrangement is there, then you'll be blessed with a visit to Vrindavan. So I had to wait. I had desire, but was not sanctioned. And then a couple of years later, then 77, then came, saw Vrindavan, I desired even more to live here once I saw here. How beautiful it was then, very much beautiful, nice. But then, still, I had strong desire, a much stronger desire, now that I visited Vrindavan and actually saw and felt and smelled and experienced everything of the Vrindavan. But I had to go back and sell books and do my seva. And only I'm hankering and praying and remembering Vrindavan and hankering to live there and praying for that day when I can live there, live here. So 77 and 78, 79, 80. And then coming back and forth. Once a year, coming to Vrindavan, then twice a year. Gaur Purnim, then Kartik, for many, many years. And finally, somehow, Krishna arranged that the prayer I had in 1974 to live in Vrindavan was fulfilled in 1987. So 74 to 87, 13 years or so. So who can say how it works? Ultimately, it's the sanction and blessings of Krishna. So everyone's how-to will be different. How to gain resonance in Vrindavan. Even then, it wasn't resonance. I was only coming in 87 to visit with a visa. And without citizenship, you can't live here permanently in India. And somehow, we were able to continue our visa, then apply for citizenship. And Krishna gave us citizenship and allowed us to stay in Vrindavan. Krishna is so kind. Whenever we think about all that we've been given by Radharani, so much by Krishna, because I didn't know about praying to Radharani and didn't know that anyone was more powerful than Krishna. Then I came to know that Radharani is something more powerful than Krishna. So then I would pray to Radharani. And Radharani has been very kind. So this is a nice thing that you want to live in Vrindavan. So you pray and you hear about Vrindavan and remember Vrindavan and visit Vrindavan as many times as you can and see all the Leela Stalis. And then maybe if Krishna wills, it's all with him. There's no other way to force your way in the palace of the king. This is Krishna's premdham, marvelous place, transcendental to the whole world. The whole Braj Mandal is like a padma. It's shaped like a lotus flower. If you see the kshetra of Jagannath Swami in Orissa, that is called Shank Kshetra. And it goes from Ekanamsha to Konark, Ekanaksha, and to Konark. Ekanaksha means Bhuvaneshwar. So many Shiva temples are there. And goes from Ekanaksha to Konark, and Konark to Choka Lake, Choka Lake to Jagannath Puri. It makes the whole shape of a conch shell, this geographical area. You draw a line like down the coast and like this, and up to Puri, and like over to Katak, and over to. It becomes called Shank Kshetra. So Shank represents Aishwarya, Vishnu. But Vrindavan, Braj Mandal, is shaped like a lotus. And Radharani carries a toy lotus in her hand. And Krishna has a lotus flower over his ear. So when the entire jagat becomes pralaya, Ardha Pralaya, at the end of Brahma's day, or even the Purna Pralaya, complete devastation at the end of his life, the entire universe floods everywhere with water. Everything is under water. Like the water in a lake. The lake is full of water, the sarovar, the lake is full of water. But then coming above the water is the lotus. Pankaja. Panka means mud. Pankaja, janam. Lotus is born in the mud, grows through the water, then comes to the light. It's always dry, brilliant, colorful, fragrant. auspicious and beautiful. Although below, around it is all water. So when the water is a devastation, the pralaya, Mahapralaya, everywhere the flood waters are there. All the planets and universes are being inundated with water. But that's like the water in the lake. And Vrindavan will be floating above all of that devastation. Standing above all that pralaya is the beautiful, beautiful, fragrant, attractive, colorful, auspicious, transcendental land of Brajmandal. It will never be destroyed. It's nitya. So when one enters here into Vrindavan and lives in this lotus of Vrindavan, his life becomes nitya. He becomes eternally existing at the lotus feet of Krishna. So the lotus vas, Padma vas, brings you the charana padma of Krishna. So this is Vrindavan.